Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You can believe your eyes. It's what you felt in your gut. It's what you now know in your heart. This wasn't policing. This was murder. The defendant is guilty of all three counts, and there's no excuse.
Steve Schleicher, an attorney for the prosecution of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, gave closing arguments Monday, describing George Floyd's last moments in detail. He argued Chauvin's continued use of force against Floyd for 9 minutes and 29 seconds was excessive and unjustifiable. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter, and third-degree murder for Floyd's death, which sparked worldwide protests over racial justice last summer. Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, made his closing argument by explaining Chauvin, quote, does not have to prove his innocence. Instead, he said the jury needs to put themselves in the shoes of an officer in the same situation. Nelson emphasized before officers put him on the ground, Floyd, while handcuffed, resisted going into the back of a police car, saying he was claustrophobic.
It shows that human beings make decisions in highly stressful situations that they believe to be right in the very moment it is occurring.
While such an argument is often used to defend police actions, it is usually employed to justify quick, often split-second decisions, rather than more controlled situations over a longer period of time. The 12 jurors in the trial are now in deliberations. Attorney General Merrick B. Garland commemorated the 26th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing Monday, promising to combat domestic extremism.
Department of Justice is pouring its resources into stopping domestic violent extremists before they can attack and prosecuting those who do and battling the spread of the kind of hate that leads to tragedies like the one we mark today.
So far, the Justice Department has arrested more than 400 defendants in their investigation of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The White House is getting flack from several Democrats for announcing it would not increase the number of refugees allowed into the country, keeping former President Donald Trump's cap of 15,000. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday President Joe Biden plans to raise the limit by May 15th. Biden met with a bipartisan group of congresspeople Monday to discuss potential changes to his $2 trillion infrastructure plan.
I am prepared to compromise. I asked senators and congressmen who had either been governors or mayors because they know what it's like to make things work.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris promoted the infrastructure plan in North Carolina.
Good jobs are what the president and I will create with the American Jobs Plan.
Some see the administration shifting their message to focus on the quality of the plan's jobs rather than the potential number, which was initially exaggerated. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Bratellum. Thanks for listening.